This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It can, you know, at the same time, we do things a little bit different. I'm not saying better or worse, a little different from the standpoint of the volume of our defense is way less than any of these guys are used to. Even the college guys coming up, especially guys coming from, you know, major programs like Georgia, where they have a huge playbook. And that's been amazing for a lot of different people. I mean, Coach Smart is one of the best to ever do it at any level. But in our system, we're more simple in the fact that the volume of our defense is small, you know. So, and I'm not to say that it's easy by any means, because there's deeper detail within every defense that we have, but it's conducive to guys picking it up a little bit faster.
Yeah, conducive is a good word. That's one we have to reinvent with the youth these days, you know what I mean? Just throwing that out there. I'm just kidding. It's the Morning Shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, and who you just heard from was defense coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. He was speaking to the media yesterday, and he's got this volume thing going on, and he's talking about basically how quickly can you come in and implement your defense. And he's just – I thought it was eye-opening to hear him say the word volume, because he's like, you know what, man, we're going to be able to play fast. Not going to try to do too much. We're going to let all these new, younger defenders kind of fly around with their hair on fire, and it is what it is. And I kind of love that from him.
Well, and does that surprise you, Bo, Mike, that Jeff was saying that their NFL defensive playbook is thinner than the Georgia playbook? Is that surprising?
I'm sitting here, and I've got all these thoughts running through my head. And over here on the left side, it's not surprising, because I think they have certain roles for they play less players in the NFL, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I think, like, a program, like, for instance, a program like Georgia, they've got so many players, and they want to keep guys so fresh that Jalen Walker, he played like 4 different positions on that defense.
Yeah.
But I think they've even said they want him doing one thing. Then on the other side, I'm like, well, like, no, I mean, how can an NFL playbook be smaller than a college one? Because, because there's certain athletes on some college teams that are just they're asked to do just certain things because they only fit in that little hole, right? I don't know. So I'm confused. I've talked myself in and out of it.
I'm not sure which stance you're taking here.
I'm confused with it, because I've talked myself in and out of it. But I will say that you're going to face maybe 3 or 4 different NFL offenses, right? Like, there's so many.
At least.
Like, but in college, I think you could play maybe 9 different offenses.
Well, and I think you're heading the right direction, because I'd go a step further and say, you know, 15 years ago, and this is what Jeff Ulbrich was talking about yesterday. So, like, you know, I came up by, you know, stopping the run. We talked about stopping the run. 15 years ago, there was like 2 different, maybe 3 different schemes. You ran West Coast, you had the wide zone, and you just, you know, your I formation, drop back, you know, kind of offense.
And there was one team that would run the run and shoot kind of thing.
Right. I mean, like, you just, NFL offenses were not that, they weren't that crazy. They weren't that, you didn't see the spread stuff and the 4 wide and then, you know, coming back into 2 tights and everything else. So I think Jeff Ulbrich's just essentially saying, look, we have, instead of making a massive playbook, we've just adapted our personnel to where they can be multiple up front, and we can adjust to whatever we see.
And I want to take her question further, because I think Allie's got a great question. I think it's a great question by Allie, and I want to add to it. Is the – because of the way offenses play today, is the basis that you really – your base defense is no longer a straight-up 3-4, it's now a nickel? Is that – I think that, and I personally, I want to ask you, but I think that that is a led to the volume going down inside the playbook. Because, hey, we're a nickel. Well, we're a nickel 75% of the time, so we're not switching to dime or we're not switching to this base.
This is why I always laugh at, you know, the whole 3-4-4-3. Like, are you an A-gap defender? Or are you two-gapping? Like, you need to add, like, are you a B-gap defender? Or are you ripping the – like, it's just about style of play. And I think that when you look at a guy like Rook, like that we've drafted, that we always say, well, he can be multiple up front. Who's what, 290, right? He can play kind of a five technique. He can play a C-gap. He can play a tight end, or he can go into a three technique. And so what you've done is essentially you've taken out, hey, we're going to run a bear package for this, or this rundown package, or this package for this. And you've basically said it's going to be all the same people. It's just that we're going to shrink them down in different fronts when these different situations kind of present themselves. So,
and that's why, to me, that you have a bigger playbook in college, because in college you have, you know, they're running quarterback stuff. You have certain formations where you go in, you put heavy. Like, there's so many, there's so much more of a personnel in college football offensively that you're going to run out there, that your playbook has to be bigger to have a counter for that, right?
Yeah. The rosters are twice the size in college, so you could be more personnel based. Yeah. Well, hopefully that answered it.
See, I talked myself into it. Yeah, I got there. It took me 8 minutes, Allie, but I got
Congratulations.
There. I'm glad you found that resolution, because it is Thursday, so we got to get to my Mac drop for Throwback Thursday trivia. And before we into this, I want to let you guys know I am hitting the road. I want you to join me in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game this Saturday, 10 to noon, at Calavan Kia of Lithia Springs. You can see how tall I am, and you can check out Atlanta's...
Oh, there you go.
Surprising.
like a carnival show.
Yep. You can check out Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias, and there's also over 350 used cars. Don't miss your chance to score a five-day cruise for two with every car sold. And again, this is Saturday, 10 to noon at Calavan Kia of Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Come guess Allie's height. You get a free cup.
All right. You guys ready for Throwback Thursday trivia?
I think so.
So we're going to do 2000s edition. Bo, you have to defend your title from last week. You did win.
That was a tough loss.
As a reminder, your name is your buzzer, okay?
All right,
here we go. And Dylan's going to help me hear who says their name first. All right, in 2008, what Olympic swimmer set a
record? Squid. Michael Phelps.
Ding. All right, that is one for Bo. What was the name of the reality show Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie starred in, where they gave up their luxury-filled lives to see us how real folk live?
Golly, I can see the show.
In 2003.
Oh, I watched that show.
I'm going to say, I can't remember. Rags to Riches, something
no.
like that.
You want a steel bow?
Yeah, I'm trying.
He wants these computers
so bad. The farm life or something.
Oh, so close. The simple life. Yeah. Nobody gets a point on one.
I should have known that one.
I watched that show.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It was hilarious. I was
an idiot. And I guess, I don't know.
All right. What team drafted Eli Manning at number one?
The Chargers did.
All right. That is two for Bo.
Not doing well.
Come
man.
On, Mike.
I'm just like a half step behind here. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. In 2005, what actor famously jumped on Oprah's couch to
Mike.
I think I heard Mike first. Yeah.
Tom Cruise. Let's go.
All right.
We're back in.
Mike's got one.
He was on Pat McAfee yesterday.
He was. I saw that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
2006, what quarterback was the first to rush for 1,000 yards?
Mike,
you know this.
No hints.
Is it Michael Vick?
It is.
Yeah, there you go. I was trying to talk myself out of Michael Vick, but I was like, no, that's Michael Vick.
I was like to say.
but my thought was on Michael Vick. I was like, no, he had to have done that earlier, you know, but he didn't. I don't think he got 1,000 until 2006. God, man, what a bad time. I don't even want to talk about 2007.
All right, so it's all tied up now, 2-2. In 2007, what Nintendo game launched a fitness craze?
Squid. Wii? Sports?
You got to be more...
What? It's Nintendo Wii Sports.
Yeah, but there's...
You got half of it.
I'll try to steal here. It's like... It had the
Buzz
plate.
Me.
It had the Wii Balance. I don't know. Something like that.
It was
Wii
the
Fitness.
Wii Fit.
Yeah,
yep.
Wii Fit. There
yep.
you go.
Yep.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry. That's a good
on
one,
that
though.
One.
I had one of those balance plate things. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
In 2000, the Yankees won the World Series by defeating the New York Mets. Which Yankee shortstop?
Mike. Derek Jeter.
There you go. And just so you know, the question was who won MVP.
Yeah. I was sitting there going, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill. Who's she going to say?
Next time, don't get the position, please.
All right. 3-2. Mike is winning. In 2004, Matt LeBlanc attempted a spinoff show from Friends.
Squid. What? Joey.
That is correct.
Wow, I would not have known that.
3-3.
That's impressive.
Okay. In 2008,
terrible show.
We met Walter White.
Mike.
Mike.
Breaking Bad.
Yep, that's it. All right, 4-3.
Great show. Great show of all time, actually.
Yeah.
In 2008, who was the first female to win an IndyCar race?
Mike. Was this Danica? Danica Patrick?
Hey, man, stop guessing.
That is correct.
Yeah. I just, like, I get my
Stop
name out
talking,
and I'm, I
go.
Try
we
to talk myself out of it in my brain. I'm like, no, don't talk yourself out of it. It's Danica Patrick.
I mean.
We have one more question.
Well, then it's got to be for 3 points.
What team was Mark McGwire playing for in 2001?
Mike. The Cardinals.
That is correct. All
I know
right.
that you hesitated because you were about to say A's. You were like, wait a minute, what
no,
year?
I just couldn't remember if he went anywhere after St. Louis, and I knew in 98 was the
was,
big run.
But
so
the
that's
thing
why.
Is, the, since it was 2000,
what even
trivia,
happened in 2001? Like, no, what happened with 2001 with him?
It was probably his last year.
Final year.
Yeah, so it was last year. He probably hit still like 65 home runs because he's so juiced. It was freaking mind.
That was embarrassing.
So the final score comes down to 6-3. Mike, you win. Congratulations. Do you want to give a victory speech?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't find that necessary. As the mafia knows, we're just kind of flying under the radar. I won't accept the Protector Award today.
No, I'm not accepting the Protector Award today.
Well, you guessed your way to the victory. I mean, that's a part of it, I guess.
You literally, during her intro, said, Squid! So I don't know why you're casting stones at me, man. Just
I love the fact that there was a Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton question in there.
I still would have never known there was a show called Joey.
No, it was terrible.
It was awful.
It had to have been
it
bad.
Was awful.
It had good ratings for like the first 2 weeks.
He like moved to California and like was struggling
it's
an actor.
Midlife crisis.
I mean, it was like and then they tried to make
that
him like
show so
he was like an uncle, like he's almost like a fatherly figure to like his nephew or niece or something. It was just like they tried to make Joey like kind of smarter, but still dumb. It was like this guy to look up to for advice,
like a Danny Tanner.
Yeah,
no, you can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's Joey. I'm Joey. I'm disgusting.
Eat a lot of food. Girls love me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.